Teshuvas Perak Gimel Mishnah Yud. Hanoyde Mishov Se Shabbos. Person makes a nether for those that keep Shabbos. Also Bisov Also Bakusim. So it's including other Jews. Can't have an Avram. And he's also including Kusim. The whole Shaila, Kusim, what their status was. Kusim, they were Megayer. Whether their Geirus was good or they were just Megayer because they were afraid of the lions that were killing them. And then later on, they were not listening to the Baruch Shalom. They gave him Dinim like Goyim Mamish. It's a Shaila of what time period the Mishnah is referring to. But nevertheless, I believe it's the Karen Ara that says that it doesn't really matter because we're going by Nedarim after what people are talking about. And when people say Shof Se Shabbos, since Kusim would keep Shabbos, and people, Jews, would be considering them Shof Se Shabbos in their talk, it's also to have an offer from them too. May Ochle Shum, for those that eat garlic, there's a mitzvah Friday night, mitzvah midrabanan, to eat garlic, because Friday night is a Leil Ona for Talmid Yecham, and there's a mitzvah to be Marba Zera. And garlic does that. I believe the Gross says even a bachar is a mitzvah to eat garlic. Also be Yisrael v'asr bakusim. So, same thing. He's also from having an offer from a Yisrael, because they eat garlic Friday night. V'asr bakusim, and not only that, the kusim would do this too, because they felt that this is a good thing to do. This din of eating garlic is a takanas Ezra, the Rab points out. May Ole Yerushalayim, if he makes a neder to those that go up to Yerushalayim, also be Yisrael. He's obviously also to Yisrael. Mutter bakusim, but he's mutter to have anah from kusim, because kusim are not called ole Yerushalayim, like the Rab points out. They would not be ole l'regel, because they hated Yerushalayim, and they picked to bring their karbanos on Har Grizim.